So I'm now faced with the nearly impossible task of summing up in just a few words the amazingly intense and productive discussions of the last 2 days. One thing I can say for certain is that from Biomed Central's point of view, this event has exceeded all our expectations. We've learned so much, we've seen so much enthusiasm, and we've made so many contacts who are really keen to develop open access in Africa. So first of all, I'd like to thank the speakers who have made up such a great program which has stimulated all this discussion, and I should think we should give them all a round of applause. I'd also like to thank my two colleagues, Carrie and Ruth, who put together this program at very short notice while also juggling thousands of their other responsibilities. So big congratulations to Carrie and Ruth. On that front, the other thing about this conference is that I don't think I've ever been to a conference where there's been such interesting, engaged and active participation from all of the participants and the those involved in the conference. So I think all of you should give yourselves a round of applause for really making it this conference. And one of the really strong messages we've got here is that this conference has been so successful that it really should be repeated annually. And so it's great that it's great on that front that we already have competition between the University of Nairobi and Kenyatta for hosting next year's, which is a very positive sign, I think. But on which note, we should give a very huge thanks to the University of Kenyatta for hosting this year. They've done such a professional job for hosting the event, and again, I'm unfamiliar with any event ever running this smoothly. It's great. Which is also a tribute to ComputerAid. ComputerAid were the ones who had the idea, encouraged Biomed Central to get involved, encouraged us to really believe this event could happen. And especially, of course, to Gladys here based in Nairobi from ComputerAid, who really done an amazing job making it happen. Very good. So in terms of what we've covered with the event, one of the things... the one last thing in terms of repeating the event, the other great positive thing we heard with the event was from UNESCO. I hadn't realised how much in the last year UNESCO has become involved in supporting open access, but it's great to hear that they are really keen to develop open access in Africa and that they are potentially interested in supporting this event going forward, so that's very positive. So in terms of what we've talked about, one of the recurring themes was local and international journals and the irony of those terms. And I think it is notable the potential of open access to really break down that distinction. And we've heard about some of the challenges faced by African journals, the issues with costs, the issues of finding sustainable economic models, issues with limited visibility, with delays in publication, and also the challenges in terms of the training that's needed for authors and for editors. And I think there are some really important opportunities there. I think there's roles for example, the Open Access Scholarly Publishers Association, also the organizations like the ICMJE and COPE, to really get involved in Africa and really helping to develop those skills and develop training in Africa to help African journals and African authors to participate more fully through open access in the sort of international research discussions. I think it's interesting to hear this discussion on the first day about well-established African journals like the East African Medical Journal and some of the challenges there and what things may need to happen to help that journal reach its full potential. It's also been very interesting to see newer journals coming up in Africa, the Pan-African Medical Journal, which we've heard a lot from, and which I think is doing very impressive things in just a short time and is really making the full use of web technology and open access. We also had a lot of discussion of the role of open access policies and potentially mandates and the fact that these are not yet widely in place in Africa, that there's a limited extent to which universities and governments and funders have really taken visible steps to encourage open access. There's discussion of the roles that can be played by the Ministry of Education, for example. And I think this is an important thing, that it's interesting that the journals, open access journals, have made more progress in Africa, whereas some of the policies have lagged behind. And maybe this is something which will evolve over time. It was also surprising to me in some ways how many of the issues which we see in this developed world as kind of what authors focus on are equally relevant here. Bob Snow mentioned the issue of open data, the importance of being able to get access to the underlying data, and it was interesting just quite how relevant that is in an African context as well. And then we have the whole idea of publish and perish and impact factors, and everywhere we go in the world, we hear the same story. So clearly, addressing that, finding ways to make that less of a distortion to the process of scientific communication is a big objective in Africa as well as everywhere else. So, in summary, it has been really hugely of value by MedCentral to see the enthusiasm for open access over here. And we've made many new friends and collaborators. And that is a big part of what open access is about breaking down barriers and building those relationships. So I think I should, again, say thanks to our speakers and to Kenyatta and to ComputerAid. So I think we should give them one more round of applause. And lastly, if you do want to continue going away from this conference to help spread the word about open access, we have a lot of material on open access in BioMedCentral's journals, and also quite a few of our open access mascot, Gulliver. So after the last speaker today, feel free to come and grab some of that material to help go away and spread the word about open access. Thanks a lot.
Wow. I could only say wow. Yeah, I remember a few weeks ago when we were asked to host this conference, we actually had no idea. We were introduced to it by ComputerAid through Gladys, and open access is something that we thought we had an idea about. And it's just dawned on me how illiterate I was about open access. And I think for all of you, I think this must have been transformational. I think you've gotten so much information that we need to take action. What do you do with information? We started off by saying that research results are of no use if they're not published or disseminated. What all this knowledge you've gotten about open access, what are you going to do about it? I think that's the challenge today. And without really repeating what he said, because I think Matt has said all the good things that it needs to say. I just wish to thank all the participants here for visiting with us. I think you'll be our ambassadors. We may have not met all your expectations, but I think one thing about not being perfect is that there's room for improvement. We must thank you for staying all along, very attentive, very participatory. I think the enthusiasm was just overwhelming, and most of you just stuck here throughout the day. I think it shows how serious we are about information. And I think the most important thing about development is information and knowledge, and I think that's what OAA is about. ComputerAid, thank you so much for linking us with Biomed, and I think you will call you a strategic partner forever. I didn't tell you that Gladys is also an alumni of Kenyatta University. I almost taught her, but she came in when I'd gone for study leave. To Biomed, I think this has been terrific. You were able to assemble, I think, an arsenal of terrific presenters. I think it's something that's going to last in my mind for a while. We hope and we believe that the partnership has started and that this is going to be a continuous thing. We talk about sustainability and visibility. Somebody was asking me the other day that why is it that in Kenya we have a national dress? And we were saying, why is it that the national dress doesn't seem to have caught on? Okay, and somebody said, you know, but you know Coke is known by everybody in the world, but you only see Coke on our TV. Why? It's about visibility. The moment you fade off, we forget about it. So And if you're always there, then it's at stake. So we want to appeal that this is something that now, a journey that you've started, this was the first one, and we hope this journey will continue. And we are extremely grateful. And on that note, I wish to declare this workshop officially closed.